Now, verse 5, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Now, Babylon has a long history of accumulated sins. One of the oldest cities in the history of mankind, and probably mentioned more than any other city in the Bible except Jerusalem. And finally, judgment breaks like a flood upon this city and its system. The judgment of God may be delayed, but it's sure. It may seem to us that the unbeliever's getting by with sin, but God's judgment is coming. Now, verse 6, render unto her even as she also rendered, and double unto her the double according to her works. In the cup which she mingled, mingle unto her double. Now, this is poetic justice. The cup of iniquity is being filled to the brim. When the last drop is poured in, it's pressed to the lips of those who committed iniquity. And my friends, this is just. Read Psalm 137. God is righteous and just in what he does. Now, verse 7 in my translation. How much soever she glorified herself and waxed wanton, that is, lived in luxury, and lived it up, too, by the way. So much give her of torment and mourning, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall in no wise see mourning. You see, the prosperity of Babylon blinded her to the judgment of God. Trading was active on the stock market, and everyone bought blue chip issues right up to the moment of judgment. Luxury, arrogance, pride, sin, and self-deception characterized the spirit of this godless city. World peace was in sight, and optimism was the spirit of the day. Only the prophets of gloom issued a warning, and they were classified as squares, as was Noah. And so was Vernon McGee, by the way. Now, verse 8, let me read that in my translation. I can't get away from it. Therefore, in one day shall her plagues come, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned up with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judged her. Now, this calls to our attention the suddenness of destruction, and that it will be by fire. So great is her grief that mourning is counted a plague along with death and famine. Death, mourning, and famine are the three horsemen who ride roughshod over Babylon. The destruction is total and final. In the scriptures, this is the first city of prominence, but its long, eventful, and sinful history ends, and it's finally judged here. And strong is the Lord God who judged her. It's God who destroys this city, because he alone is able to do so. He does so, we believe, at the return of Christ to the earth. And it's, as Isaiah put it in the 63rd chapter, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. In his second coming, Christ is seen coming from Edom with blood-sprinkled garments. I believe he has come by Babylon, and he's executed judgment on that wicked city. And we are going to see the second coming when we get to the next chapter, the 19th chapter.